I'm Alan Blinder of Princeton. I was gonna start by saying I know Bob Gordon forever, but then I started hearing about his nickname at age 11. I want it known that I don't know him since age 11, and while I feel like we know each other forever, he's older. I want to make that clear. As you heard from Bob Hall, they arrived at MIT as graduate students in 1964. I arrived in 1969, and I invite you all to do the math. We have never been co-authors. We have not been colleagues. I think we have been intellectual buddies, I think is maybe the right way to put it. Like everybody else that has spoken, I've learned a lot from his work. And I think, I'm trying to remember where we first met. I think it was probably in the earlier days of the Brookings panel, to which I'll return. Bob was one of the original charter members of a really stellar group that started the Brookings panel, and I was too young to have been in that group. But speaking about doing the math, subtracting 1969 from 1964, Bob is a numbers guy, as we've now heard many, many, many times. He has an almost unique talent for generating and telling stories with numbers. This is a dying art. Economists used to do this, tell stories with numbers and facts and things like that. Not so much anymore. But Bob has the knack, the desire and the knack to make the data dance and really tell a story, but more often than not, a true story. Bob is a facts man, in addition to being a data man. It's not exactly the same thing. Like the modern major general of Gilbert and Sullivan, he is brimming with a lot of news about the hypotenuse, but also about airlines. Ask him anything you want about United Airlines. I'd rather actually not ask anything about United Airlines, but Bob knows the answer. About technology, as you've been hearing, and that really splendid talk, by the way, about wars, and about, I learned tonight, losers. I didn't know this was one of your favorite subjects, but I could probably send some people your way. I have watched, on this same subject, him metaphorically, I think, I don't think he can do this literally, but maybe he can, take an X prime X matrix, add another variable, so it went from an n by n to an n plus 1 by n plus 1, and tell you the regression coefficient that will come out on the new variable. I don't know how he does that, but as you heard from Ian, he can do it. He's best known, of course, for his tremendous work, both in scope and in volume, in macroeconomics, and especially, I want to say, since it really hasn't been mentioned up to now, especially for keeping the Phillips curve embers burning through the dark ages. A number of us lived through the dark ages, and it wasn't easy to keep the Phillips curve embers burning, and people were saying not such nice things about the Phillips curve and not such nice things about Bob Gordon. He reminded us that there's a supply and there's a demand, and as all of us really knew from hoteling, if not before, slopes of things can move depending on whether supply shocks are dominating or demand shocks are dominating. I'm going to come back to that at the end. By the way, the end is not so far from where I am now. That's important for you to know. Bob, as you heard and probably knew before you came here, is also an amateur economic historian. He looks back for cases for data that are different from the cases and data we see now, generates those data where needed, as you just heard splendidly in this talk. And this is really a dying art, sad to say, I think. Bob has been keeping it alive, or keeping it, maybe I should say, on life support. I don't know who's going to do this in the next generation of economists. It may just go by the board like a subject that people are at august age did study somewhat when we were young, the history of economic thought that has basically just sort of disappeared. But Bob has been trying his best to keep it alive. So, as I said, I want to close by going back to the Phillips curves and to the Brookings papers. Approximately every year from 1970 till into the 1990s sometime, at the Brookings panel, Bob Gordon would arrive with the latest news, not on the hypotenuse, but on the Phillips curve, the latest wrinkle on the Phillips curve. And I learned from him, and then repeated many, many times myself, what I call for a long time, until it stopped being true, by the way, but I call for a long time the clean little secret of macroeconometrics, which was basically that the Gordon-style Phillips curve that fit the data in 1994 basically was the same, more or less, as the Gordon-style Phillips curve that fit the data in 1974. Unfortunately, that's not true in 2011 any longer, but it was true for a very long time. Bill Nordhaus, who I think is not here tonight, I haven't seen Bill, I recall saying that Chateau Gordon 1992 looked and tasted quite a bit like Chateau Gordon 1972, and that's what I need this for. I suggest that we all raise a glass to Chateau Gordon 2012.